The Offside Rule, We Get It, is brought to you by Continental Tyres.
Hello and a very warm welcome to The Offside Rule, We Get It, supported by Continental Tyres, getting you to the game safely. Season 4, Episode 17. We're trucking through these episodes weekly. Every Thursday you'll find us on Audio Boom, on iTunes. You can also check out our latest video footage on YouTube. We're on Twitter. Give us a follow at Offside Rule Pod and head over to the website where you'll see at least 4 new pieces of original writing every day. OffsideRulePodcast.com. Now, I am back. It's Lindsay. A little bit croaky because I went away with a bad cold.
And you've just steamrolled into this, by the way. I've not even said, hello, I'm Kate. Instead, she rocks up from a week in Miami and barn rolls into our podcast. Mina, how are you?
I'm glad somebody asked.
So, Lindsay, yes, go on, carry on, back to you.
Well, no, I just wanted to say, because I was away, I missed out on all the glory of saying we're football blogging awards winners.
Yes. And best podcast, best judges vote of the podcast at the Football Blogging Awards up in Manchester. We know that you were in London at the Opta Quiz and you did very well considering the heat of the competition and the fact that you needed to be about 50 to get most of the questions. What's coming up on the podcast? What's up? Yes, that's right. WhatsApp. WhatsApp's become massively popular, isn't it? Amongst everyone. Of course, footballers using it as a good way to keep in touch with each other. And I'm going to ask you to create some imaginary WhatsApp groups. There must be a prerequisite for each group, but I want to know what your group's called and who's in it.
By the way,
I
was waiting for it. I didn't even land, and I was thinking, who's going to be the first person to WhatsApp me? And I knew Kate was giving me a wide berth. You were like, weren't you? You said, oh, go away, enjoy yourself, take the week, relax. I thought, and I was like, 10, 9, 8, it's coming. And there's the WhatsApp message.
Was
I? Yeah, it was you. Of course it was.
Was it about something really boring?
It was about this.
Oh. We're also today going to be talking pops and strops. That's right. Diego Costa looked less than impressed, didn't he, when he hurled his bib. Some say it was the flight of the wind that threw it in Mourinho's direction. I say not. But look, Mourinho's played down the whole incident. But I want to know some of the best examples of players and managers that have fallen out publicly in the last 10 years or so. And how did they fail to hide it? How did it not escape football fans and the press?
Hi, I'm Jeff Stelling and you're listening to The Offside Rule. Three women talking about football. I'm used to listening to four old women talking about football on Saturday afternoons, so I definitely prefer this.
But first, let's talk Premier League. And is it that bad? Rio Ferdinand's had a bit of a bash at the quality of football at the moment in the Premier League. Is United... Mina, you're just snorting. What's the Serie A fan got to say now?
How does it feel to have your league being questioned? How does it feel that in just 2 years' time we're going to take back that fourth spot and we're going to have it and you're going to be down to three? Ha ha.
But is it that bad, really, Lindsay?
Oh, come on. Leicester City is there. What does that tell you?
A Leicester City overperforming, a Manchester United underperforming. What's going on? I want end of term reports, please. 2 or 3 lines each. Remember your report sheets when you were young? It was always a report card, wasn't it?
Or I bet you remember yours.
Oh, so do, yeah. It's loads of gold stars over mine.
I can imagine. Always has a hand up at the start of class.
Can I just clarify?
Me, miss.
No, I was never a hands up person. I was more of a hands-on person. If something needed to be done in the class, if someone needed the homework done, I was on it. But I was not a hands-up person.
Okay, you tell me the truth, Kate Borsay. Where was your desk in your class? Was it near the front of the class by any chance?
It was in the back third.
Okay, I think we've determined who the bully was.
Harsh from Mina there. No, I always used to make a point of sitting 2 rows from the back. Why is that funny, Mina? What about you?
It's like this.
When you're in secondary school in the middle of a farming community, it's very important. Rank's very important.
And take your wellies.
Yes, it's very important to take your wellies. We did have sheep at my school. So I'd like report cards, please. What's gone wrong? What's good? How can the teams improve? OK, so I'm going to do rotating teams in this one. Lindsay, you're going to go Arsenal.
OK, well, this teacher hasn't had much time on her hands. She She might have been on a flight from Miami.
She's been down the pub like most of my teachers with beer stains on my books.
She also forgot a red pen, but she did manage to scribble something on the tube on the way into London. About Arsenal, bar a few injury blemishes and an opening day defeat to West Ham, this team have been one of the front runners this season. The second half will be an ultimate test of mental strength, something that the team have faltered with in the past. But is it time for them to finally shine?
Oh, good. I like it. Mina, let's go to you and Manchester United.
Manchester United, no longer the exciting side they once were under Sir Alex Ferguson. If I was to speak to them, I would say to them that while defensively you have proved strong, clean sheets... look at all the sheeps is really starting to ruin me. Clean sheets helping them rise up the table. You lack the ability to produce decisive runs and decisive patterns of play. It is a team that lacks courage, and the rigidity of tactics is robbing players of their instinctive ability. Perhaps that ability was the reason they were brought in the first place. Van Gaal needs to give continuity to his top players, which means Mata, their top assist man and scorer, should be playing every game, while others such as Martial should keep the position that they excelled in, at least until chemistry and fluidity returns. But what can you say about a team in second place?
I'm going to go Manchester City, top of the table as we record this. You've had your blips, no one mentioned Mr. Klopp, but you're back on top and looking exciting for the first time in a while. Although Sergio isn't injury-free, David Silva is back, and boy, you've missed him. Kevin De Bruyne is top of the class this term and finally delivering. This time last year, you had a fantastic run that placed you joint top on New Year's Day. Your challenge is to study as hard this December. Lindsay, let's go Liverpool.
By the way, I knew you'd be the first to set homework for them. Liverpool, bedding in well, team camaraderie is gathering momentum each game, but the true test could be when new faces appear at the club in January and how quickly they can adapt to Premier League life. Another one on the hop.
Good indeed. Mina, I'm going to ask you to go Chelsea, please.
The beauty of a winning side is the balance. Right now, Chelsea are lacking both defensively and offensively. Once known as masters of physical intensity, Mourinho's men are playing with a certain nonchalance. But in recent games, and especially against Tottenham, we've seen a few examples that give us hope. Physically stronger and sharper, they've now kept three clean sheets. However, this is a side that needs a centre-forward, and Diego Costa just will not do on the bench. Mourinho's teams also never were able to cope without a centre-forward, and they need big players to reclaim their confidence and desire. Until they find the right attacking fluidity, learning how to create and finish, then they must at least maintain defensive solidity.
We're doing end-of-term reports for some Premier League clubs after Rio Ferdinand criticised the quality of the play in the Premier League. Are they all that? How can they improve? What's good? What's not? I'm going to go Tottenham. What can I say, Poch, says my report. I think those players have finally cottoned on. Your fast-paced pressing game has been a breath of fresh air, and Harry Kane has once again offered a bolt of excitement to every despairing England fan. Keep the boy close, Poch. With that, Ali and Dyer, you'll be propping up Hodgson's squad before you know it. Don't wear them out, though, please, Poch. Remember, it's a long season and they're English. Lindsay, let's go to you and Leicester.
Surpassing expectations, early indications show these pupils could ace it this year, but they need to keep their heads down, working hard in order to get the surprise results that everyone is hoping for. Their classmates are really rooting for them.
Oh, how lovely. Very generous indeed. Southampton, please, Mina.
The beauty of Southampton lies in their attacking trio, Graziano Pelle, Dusan Tadic and Sadio Mane. Mane's blistering pace and wonderful balance makes him a rather perfect teammate to have alongside Pelé's aerial ability. Meanwhile, Victor Wanyama and Jordi Klaassi have done a good job in offering the fullbacks, offering the backline security so that the fullbacks can provide the width. The problem is that Southampton still struggle to perform after international week, with few providing the intensity required, and that has held them back. They are a side that requires so much intensity to do well because of their high pressing game. So, if they do maintain intensity and not lose players, then perhaps to yellow cards and injuries, then they can make a real push forward, and we're rooting for them.
Okay, I finally am going to go Everton. You're not quite getting the achievement to match your effort. At the start of term, you said you really wanted a trophy this season. So does that mean you need to rely on the League Cup? Ross Barkley is excelling like a talented toddler that needs to roam. Keep him that way. Your belief in your youngsters is admirable. What you need to improve on, though, is giving away a two-goal difference. More work needed here. OK, well, that's the end of our end-of-term reports. We'll see how they get on after Christmas, shall we, girls?
I'm Gary Neville, and you're listening to The Offside Rule.
Okay, it's time to look at some of football's best pops and strops. This on the back of Diego Costa seemingly having a little bit of a strop with a bib. It's a bad implement to have a strop with, isn't it, a bib? I mean, I suppose it's harmless, but, you know, why not take a leaf out of Sir Alex Ferguson's book and use a football boot or something? The Chelsea manager has played down the new bib gate, but plenty of managers and players have fallen out over the years, haven't they? So I want to know some of the best fallouts, please, guys. Who's fallen out and how have they failed to keep it out of the public eye? Lindsay, I'm going to go to you.
The one that I've gone for is one that I covered, actually. And I have to say, it wasn't exactly kept out of the public eye. I think the manager in question made a point of putting it in the public eye because he was quite revealing in a press conference. And I'm talking about Harry Redknapp and Adil Tarant. Mm. I quite like this as a having a pop, you know, saying that he was 3 stone overweight, which obviously was a huge exaggeration, a huge, huge exaggeration. But I think if you're going to anger anyone, I think we can vouch for this, girls, just say someone's fat and already you've got our backs up, haven't you?
Basically, yeah.
That is what happened. So it was in a press conference. Harry Redknapp, QPR boss at the time, said that Adil Tarant was 3 stone overweight. Then that sparked quite a war between them. Adil Tarant claimed that Redknapp never took any training sessions himself. That then resulted in Redknapp declaring that Tarant was the worst professional he'd ever worked with or come across. QPR was struggling as well down at the bottom of the Premier League last season. So it could have been a reason for Redknapp trying to get some motivation out of his players. Mm. That might have been the tactic for him.
There is more than a grain of truth to a few of those things, isn't there, without being too specific?
Well, that would be the second theory, is was it just Redknapp had had enough? He knew his time at the club was coming to an end and he just thought, you know, I'm not going to protect certain players anymore. I'm going to let them shoot themselves in the foot. If they can be bothered to get the gun.
If they finished eating the pie first. Mina, who have you got?
Now, cast your mind back to May 2012. And back then, Fiorentina weren't playing the dazzling football that they were, but they had a nice coach, one that was really made famous at the time with Palermo. It was Delio Rossi. And it was a certain match in which Fiorentina were playing Novara. It was a 2-2 draw. And on the 32nd minute, Delio Rossi decided to physically attack midfielder Adam Ljajic. Now, what happened is basically he'd gone in to substitute on the 32nd minute only, Ljajic, who was
a... I'm not laughing. You were chuckling away at this. Someone's attacked someone.
The bully.
That was a really inappropriate laugh. But you just know where this is going, right? And also, this is Italian football. I'd be disappointed if there wasn't a bust-up.
Indeed, with a Serbian twist, this is. So 32nd minute, Ljajic was not happy at having to be substituted off. And when he came off, he started to basically clap sarcastically, something perhaps he's been inspired by Mourinho. Either way, he applauded him sarcastically and said, "Well done, maestro. Really, you are a phenomenon." Now, Delio Rossi took issue with that. And afterwards, he started speaking to La Repubblica, a newspaper in Italy, in which he said that he took such issue and replied, "You shouldn't dare to behave like that." The player, according to the coach, then offended him in Serbian, saying something along the lines of, "He told me to go back in your mother's da da da." That is when, apparently, Delio Rossi lost it and physically attacked the player. Needless to say, not as if, you know, Ljajic, never knowing when to stop. He also had an altercation with Sinisa Mihajlovic, the national team coach at the time. He decided to continue goading him and provoking him further by saying, "Go on, hit me harder."
Oh,
you know,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Almost sounds a little bit...
Sounds like a sadomasochist.
Telling him to hit him harder as they're going to kick you out anyway. Needless to say.
What the hell?
Yeah, have you might as well have a real go. You're not going to be here for long.
Knock yourself out.
Fiorentina subsequently had to fire the coach because such behaviour was never to be tolerated. And he did go on to have to apologise to Ljajic and tell him that he was sorry for his actions. Needless to say, they've gone on to better things. But poor De Rossi will always be remembered for that physical punch. And Ljajic is now doing rather well with Inter.
Well, goodness me, how can anyone want or need to top that story? But I'm going to try in a very English way because we don't do the big full-on passionate brawls here, do we? But I love the way that sometimes what we do do, even if it's a bit kind of under the radar, is blown out of all proportion, or it just comes across in a bit of a rubbish, weird way. A bit like, do you remember Nigel Pearson's jokey neck strangle on James MacArthur? And everyone was like, hang on a minute, mate, the player's on the floor. You've got your hands around his neck. And Pearson's like, yeah, we were just having a laugh. I don't think so. Whenever we need inspiration for this sort of topic, we've got to turn to the likes of Balotelli and Ibrahimovic, of course, who revealed in his autobiography the full extent of his falling out with Pep Guardiola during their time together at Barcelona. Fair to say that they didn't see eye to eye. Talked actually in his autobiography a lot about Guardiola, but basically said that he had no balls and labelled him a coward. Pretty strong stuff, isn't it? I mean, that's real man bashing, isn't it? That's man to man bashing. That, you know, just basically say that someone's got no.
We got you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's really... You're Mick McCarthy, Lindsay. Let's not forget the very famous fallout with Roy Keane, who also had a bit of a pop at Jack Charlton when he was in charge of the Ireland team about some Harry Ramsden's chips, as I remember.
Well, Roy Keane didn't... He said to Mick McCarthy that he didn't rate him as a player and he doesn't rate him as a manager.
He used the W swear word.
Yeah, he...
Several times. Another... Mina's asking what the W swear word is. We'll tell you later. This is...
this is banker.
It's a family-friendly podcast, this one. I'm sure a lot of you will remember this, but I was reminded of it when I was thinking about Spats. Not exactly a manager and his own player, but assistant manager Joe Jordan, when he had that scuffle with Gennaro Gattuso, which came out of nowhere, didn't it? I think that was the great thing about that moment, that you've got this tough Scotsman going at it with Gennaro Gattuso. I just think it was just the most random encounter.
I think that you kind of have to read Andrea Pirlo's autobiography, because in it you sort of develop this real affection for Gattuso, who used to sleep with a little hat like a nightcap.
What?
I know, and like leopard print boxes. And it just makes you think, he was just saying that how much they would like laugh at him because he wasn't the most intelligent kind of man, but he was just like a little bear with like an angry laugh.
Sort of like a Italian footballer version of Wee Willie Winky, with his little nightcap and his perhaps a little candle to light the way when he wants to go to the pee during the night.
But woe beside you if you wanted to even do anything to AC Milan.
No. I'll take it back, Gennaro.
Follow us on Twitter at Offside Rule Pod and like our page on Facebook. Simply type in the Offside Rule We Get In. There's only one of us.
All right, well, from falling out to WhatsApp. Yes, what's up with WhatsApp? Well, there's nothing really up with it, but a lot of people are using it. So I want us to use our imaginations here and think about footballing groups. You can use anything to tie the players or managers or otherwise together. I want to know what the group's called and who's in it. Let's go to you, Lindsay. What on earth has your madly creative, sometimes slightly off-the-piste brain come up with?
Well, I have to say, when it's the Offside Rule and we're doing things for Offside Productions, which we've got on the side as well, I always set up a WhatsApp group, don't I? And I give it a good title. And I usually put the picture in there as well. So, don't I?
You're feeling very pleased with yourself all of a sudden.
Well... It's just to build up to the fact that...
I haven't got a score sheet here, you know.
She wants the report card.
Like, I told you I'd lost my red pen and I want one back.
Yeah. Can I just dispute this? Mina, you can have a look at my phone and the WhatsApp group, several of which Lindsay and I are in. Pod Records hashtag 2. That's a snappy title, isn't it?
You set that one up.
Okay. What other snappy ones have we got here from Lindsay? Social media group. Yeah, that one's really appendages info. Oh, goodness me. Pod edits. Oh, Mina and Hayley. That one's mine. Editorial.
Is that where you talk without me in it?
Yeah. Basically, Hayley, Mina and I have got a whole nother friendship going on without you. And can I say we're
Don't
pretty...
Don't anger the bully.
We are pretty tight, aren't we, Mina? Pretty. And that night out last week when Lindsay was in my... We had such a good time.
I'm scared.
So, Lindsay, I think I've proved that your WhatsApp groups are anything but inventively named. Please, God, tell me you can do better.
Well, my point being that the title...
There is no point.
The title needs to be snappy, doesn't it, in order to get the players to sign up to it. So this one is called Let's Annoy Diego Costa. And I thought many people would sign up to this. And it started, the originator of this WhatsApp group is Vincent Kompany. And he's had Diego Costa in his pocket a few times in the Premier League. And I can imagine him and Jan Vertonghen sharing a few stories. And then you introduce someone like Lauren Koscielny because Arsenal want to get the better of Chelsea this season as well. But then what happened is that Chelsea became really, really bad. And so some other people joined the group, like Wes Morgan at Leicester City. He thought, I'm going to get in on this WhatsApp group. Winston Reid at West Ham. He thought, I'm going to get in on this WhatsApp group. Let's annoy Diego Costa. I think this is a WhatsApp group that many people would love to be in.
I like it. Mina.
Actually, this was one that I was going to go for before when we were talking about spats, but I'm thinking this might be better for here. It's Van Gaal hurt me more than anyone else in football group.
Loads of people.
Yeah, actually, that is this is a genuine quote from Lucio, the Bayern Munich defender in 2009 when he was sold off to Inter. And that's the first thing he said when they were, how do you feel about being sold? Went to Inter. 2010, he won the treble. I think he's very satisfied with the decision. Luca Toni famously was left scarred by the coach. He said along the lines of, the coach wanted to make clear to us that he can drop any player and he wanted to do this because, like he said, he had the balls. He demonstrated this literally by dropping his trousers. I have never experienced anything like it. It was totally crazy. Luckily, I didn't see a lot because I wasn't in the first row, right? So this is another one that's been left very traumatized. We can always add in a good old Rivaldo in this equation, who went from being the Ballon d'Or winner to then saying when he was dropped and eventually sold, he said, well, he was just jealous because I won the World Cup he couldn't even qualify for.
So many people in this WhatsApp, Ronald Koeman. I mean, you can literally list a lot.
With
of
Van Gaal, you're talking about like half of the Bayern Munich players that were sold, half of Barcelona.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Clarence Seedorf, Dutch players.
Can you add him in there as well? I think so.
Yes, exactly. And now it's just amazing to see how we can definitely add Victor Valdez after what his wife just died and wasn't even invited to UNICEF.
Well, I've got a few here. How about the unstrikers? Carlton Cole, Fernando Torres, Andy Carroll, having a wonderful time in their little group. And I'm sure we can add a lot more to that one as well. Cup of tea is my next one. For those managers hoping to revive their careers abroad, David Moyes, Steve McClaren, Tony Adams, who went off randomly to Azerbaijan, but plenty in that group. How's about It's Fine, the It's Fine group? This is to all those lovely footballers who think they can get away with just picking up a parking fine by parking anywhere, basically, including disabled spaces. John Terry, Mario Balotelli. Didn't he rack up something like £100,000 worth of parking fines, Mario Balotelli? There was some horrendous figure. Memphis Depay, who's got such respect for our road traffic laws, ladies. Let me tell you, you don't just pick a parking ticket off your windscreen and throw it on the floor, do you? Well, you do if you're Depay. Anyway, he's in the It's Fine group.
This next group of mine is growing all the time. There's new beeps coming along on different players' phones because another member's joined. It's England New Boys. Aww. England New Boys. We've got Jamie Vardy in there, Danny Ings, Dele Alli, Eric Dyer. We could even call it One Cappers.
Yeah, I like it. Very good. Well, you can always get your suggestions in as to what WhatsApp groups you'd like footballers to be in. Be inventive as well. You can get in touch with us at Offside Rule Pod website as well. OffsideRulePodcast.com. Lindsay, you're grasping for the microphone.
No, by the way, Mina, there'll be a new invite for a WhatsApp group, me and you.
No chance. She knows where her loyalties lie.
No, next Friday night.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Sorry, Kate, I really like my face. moving on. You can listen to us on iTunes and via Audio Boom on a weekly basis every single Thursday as we count down to Crimbo. How lovely that Christmas is coming up. We must go for now. Thank you very much, ladies. Lindsay, fresh from the plane.
Oh, good to have me back, was it?
It was brilliant to have you back. I've enjoyed having someone to pick on for once. Oh. Mina, good to see you again, and we'll be back next week.
Yes! Oh, yes! The Offside Rule, We Get It, is brought to you by Continental Tires.